Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Friday afternoon. Chris Bryan with you along with Austin Price. Austin's got a pretty outrageous weather forecast coming up here in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, really. I don't know about that, but it's pretty accurate. I know that. Austin's coming up in just a second here. Before we get to him, let's go ahead and dive into the three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Sahara dust going to keep the state and local skies hazy for the next couple of days. Today's satellite images showing the dust over the Florida Peninsula and Eastern Gulf. The dust is keeping the tropics pretty quiet, as that dry air prevents the development of any new storms. No tropical activity is expected over the next 7 days, although conditions can change rapidly this time of year.
And Escambia commissioners met Thursday with Mayor Reeves, city officials, and representatives from Baptist Healthcare over the proposed demolition of the old Baptist Hospital campus. The city wants to close on the property next month and was counting on a $2 million pledge from the county to help pay for the demolition, but commissioners say that ain't happening and have directed staff to find other sources of funds to be able to bring it to a vote in July.
Okay, number three, residents in Northwest Florida could soon see a surge in electricity rates. FPNL asking for a four-year plan to increase the base rates. The Florida Public Service Commission hosted a public hearing Thursday evening over at PSC on their campus to let the community weigh in on the proposal. New prices would go into effect starting next year if that plan is approved. 6:15. News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, taking a look at that weather and local traffic together.
Yeah, luckily there's not too much going on. If you are dealing with some backups on the roads, from what I can see, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 87 degrees. The low is 78 tonight. Got highs just above 90 on Saturday and Sunday. That is not including humidity or heat index, anything like that. Going to have some rainfall chances both days, and those rainfall chances are going to increase as we get early into your next work week.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, I just wanted to squeeze a couple more local headlines in here for you. A 24-year-old Pensacola man facing hit-and-run charges after allegedly plowing through a fence and ending up in a retention pond. The crash happened yesterday on Two Sisters Way. FHP says they were called to the scene where the driver had fled. Witnesses identified the driver as 24-year-old Connor Stotts, who has an extensive list of prior arrests.
Okay, it's finally a done deal. Thursday night, Escambia commissioners approved the sale of the OLF 8 property in Beulah. $42.5 million. The sale comes after a dozen offers, years of discussion, public input, and, of course, those long negotiations. Tri-W Development and Chad Henderson Enterprises of Pensacola purchasing the entire 540 acres of the property on Nine Mile Road. Here's District 5 Commissioner Stephen Barry.
I'm satisfied with it to move forward, and I'm excited. I think it's a great thing, and I think we've got the right partner in place for what will be a transformational, a generational, long-term project out there. I couldn't be more excited.
Okay, if all goes well, then inspections, the deal could close by early next year.
And finally here, Okaloosa County deputies say they've identified two potential suspects after concrete and eggs were thrown off an overpass and damaged vehicles yesterday. The items were thrown from the I-10 overpass on Wilderson Bluff Road and hit two vehicles. Officials say nobody was seriously injured. That's lucky. But officials believe kids were the likely culprits, and as of earlier today, they're still working to confirm that information.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Palm Beach and Tampa Bay trying a new strategy to help keep baby turtles safe. Here's the story.
A landstorm surge washed away dunes, sea oats, and local vegetation, which protected nesting sea turtles and their hatchlings from light that can disorient or confuse them. Manatee County Natural Resources came up with the idea, staking organic seed-free hay as a barrier for turtles. The Anamory Island Turtle Watch was pleased with the idea.
With the bales now in place, Manatee County and the Turtle Watch are asking visitors to keep their hands off and let the hay do its job.
All right, and Governor Ron DeSantis assigned another batch of bills. They range from harsher penalties for crimes to a new alert system for missing autistic children. Other laws address driving and boating crimes, utility relocation, firefighter safety, court officials, and home health care services. DeSantis signed 12 bills total into law on Thursday, and several are set to take effect on July 1st.
Prosecutors here in Florida will seek a death penalty for the former student who killed two people at FSU. Eben Brown, following this report from Miami.
The 20-year-old man police say killed two people and injured six others at Florida State University in April could now be put to death for his alleged crimes. Prosecutors in Tallahassee intend to seek capital punishment for accused gunman Phoenix Eichner. A judge already ordered him held with no bond on murder and attempted murder charges. While a specific motive for the shooting remains unclear, investigators say Eichner was known for espousing extremist beliefs. Eichner has already pleaded not guilty. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And 65,000 fans are expected to pack Raymond James Stadium in Tampa tonight and Sunday night. That's because Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Metallica are performing back-to-back shows in the City of Champions. Tampa is one of just a handful of U.S. cities on the world tour, making it a hotspot for fans from all across the country. Various events are planned in collaboration with this weekend's concerts, including pop-up shops, blood drives, and live discussions.
And if you remember, I gave you a warning about the snake pit with Metallica. Do you remember my story about that?
Yeah, it's a very disgusting thing. Why don't you give us a refresher
of
what it is?
Well, what it is, Metallica likes to spit, and they have this thing called the snake pit. That's the first, it's a kind of a, not the front row, but it's ahead of the front row, right below the stage. And I remember in my early buck days as a disc jockey, went to a Metallica concert and
got some poison from Hetfield himself.
The EA, the rep for the band, says, "Don't stand close over there.
God,
you won't like what happens." I didn't, but I saw, and I just want to say, if you ever take in a Metallica concert, wear a rain suit, take an umbrella with you or something. They spit, man. They really do. Hey, driving with expired tag here in Florida, you're not alone. Florida was number 6 in the top 10 states with the most expired vehicle registrations. At the start of 25, there were 692,000 outdated tags in the state, part of nearly 17 million illegal vehicles in the U.S. Texas at the top of the list with 2.1 million. Vehicle registration is required for all drivers in Florida. Driving with an expired tag can get you fines and possible court appearances.
All right, 619 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a few minutes with some hard-hitting national headlines for you as we ease you into the end of the first half of this 6 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
that was a joke.
Oh.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Come out with a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunsets all summer long with your favorite bands. This week, Schofield takes the stage. They are Pensacola's homegrown rock band, and they are going to have a genre-blurring set list that spans from rock, pop, R&B, hip-hop, and even your country favorites. This Tuesday at the Gulfside Pavilion for Bands on the Beach, getting started at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping. Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with Representative Andrade about the possible budget deal, including his item that would withhold the ACA secretary's pay until they participate in data sharing as an effort to get some accountability to that department. Ryan Jenkins, our farmer up in Jay, Florida, shares with us how farming's been going this month as they've been heavily involved in planting season and expensive mechanical breakdowns. And the Transgressors Memorial Service, in which we praise the decision to rename the USNS Harvey Milk. Why? Well, check out the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
The Trump administration celebrating the results of last month's jobs report. It was a goodie. Here's Edward Lawrence.
We got a statement from the White House press secretary. She says that this jobs report shows the economy is booming. It also shows what President Trump really wants to see in a shrinkage of federal government jobs. They lost 22,000 jobs in the month of May. Now, this is where the big jobs really were in this report. Leisure and hospitality is up 48,000 jobs. Private education, health services up big. The only blight here, manufacturing, that lost 8,000 jobs. An exclusive interview that I did with the Fed Board of Governor Chris Waller last April, he says that tariffs uncertainty has really frozen companies. And once the deals come in and the tariff policy gets sorted out, he sees a job boom.
Okay, so there you go. You got a good, solid jobs report translating into stocks ending up. Not a bad day. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks ending higher for the day and week as strong jobs data eased economic slowdown fears. Employers adding 139,000 jobs in May, while the unemployment rate held steady at 4.2%. The jobs report highlights the continued resilience of the labor market. Also this afternoon, President Trump announced that Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, and U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer will meet with their Chinese counterparts on Monday in London to discuss trade. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, American Express and United Health Group, the Dow decliners, Home Depot, Walmart, and McDonald's. The Dow up 443 points, the Nasdaq higher by 231, S&P 500 up 61. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, let's see what we got here. Not too much going on. If you are dealing with some issues, they shouldn't hold you up for too long. That's typically my report this time every afternoon. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. As for the weather on a local scale, 87 degrees. Going to be a low of 78 tonight. Saturday and Sunday both have highs sitting at around 90 degrees, maybe a little bit over. And both days also have rain chances ranging anywhere from 20 to 50%. Next work week, we're going to see the temperatures creep down very little, but we're going to see those rain chances ramp up quite a bit.
All right. You got the local forecast. Here comes your national snapshot. The weekend forecast calling for desert dust. From the Saharan dust, it's going to be an interesting weekend for the American Southeast. Here's Therese Crowley.
Florida skies have been muddied by dust. In Texas, sun going to be changing color in the light as a massive plume of Saharan dust tracks across the Southeast and Gulf Coast through the weekend. The fine particles still aloft after the 5,000-mile journey across the Atlantic will make skies look hazy or milky and scatter the light waves from the sun at dusk and dawn, knocking out the shorter blue and violet light wavelengths, making for extraordinary sunrise and sunsets bursting with reds, pinks, and orange. The Saharan dust plume isn't as dense as early forecasts, so expect moderate air quality issues and opaque skies. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And the man accused of an anti-Semitic attack that injured 15 people in Colorado is making an appearance in federal court. Comes after Muhammad Solomon is now facing 118 state charges and also a federal hate crime. The lawyer for Solomon waived a formal reading of the charges during a brief appearance in court yesterday.
All right. 627, News Radio 92.3. Mexican ship that hit the Brooklyn Bridge in New York last month was moved for repairs this morning. Chris Foster in New York City with the report.
The Quatemoc Mexican tall ship had been docked at a pier on Manhattan's Lower East Side since hitting the Brooklyn Bridge the evening of May 17th, snapping the top of its mast, killing two cadets. The ship's been towed to a dry dock at the city-owned Brooklyn Navy Yard for repairs. The Coast Guard enforced a safety zone, closing New York's East River to other traffic for about an hour and a half. The training ships for diplomacy, not fighting, It was on a global goodwill tour and was supposed to be heading out to sea when it hit the bridge after suddenly accelerating in the wrong direction. Why is still under investigation. In New York, Chris Foster, Fox News.
And China and the U.S. will get together next week in hopes of striking a trade deal. President Trump posted today that Secretary of the Treasury Scott Bessent, Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick, and U.S. Trade Representative Ambassador Jameson Greer will be meeting in London with their Chinese counterparts. The meeting will take place on Monday.
ICE officials pushing back against Democrats who are questioning why the agents are wearing masks when they carry out arrests. Ryan Schmelz takes a close look from the White House.
Some Democrats are suggesting ICE officers shouldn't be allowed to hide their identities by wearing masks. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu saying, quote, "I don't know of any police department that routinely wears masks," adding, "People are terrified for their lives and for their neighbors." Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons firing back on Fox and Friends, saying Democrats are putting his agents in danger.
To call us Nazis, to compare us to one of the worst groups in history, is disgusting and just outright wrong.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says ICE agents who took part in aggressive overreach will be unsuccessful in hiding their identities. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And the second day of the so-called Doomsday Mom's latest Arizona trial is getting heated, with Lori Vallow Daybull being kicked out of the courtroom by the judge. She's charged with conspiracy to commit murder in connection with a failed attempt on the life of her niece's ex-husband in the Phoenix suburbs nearly 6 years ago. She was recently found guilty in April of plotting to murder her fourth husband, Charles Vallow, and was convicted in Idaho in 2023 for the murder of her two young children.
Here's a story gaining traction this afternoon. A group of Catholics are suing the Justice Department after a leaked internal memo suggesting the agency was targeting conservative Catholics. Lauren Green has the important facts.
Conservative Catholics are outraged that the FBI's targeting of so-called radical Catholics was a lot bigger than first admitted. In 2023, then-FBI Chief Christopher Wray testified before Congress that the leaked FBI memo about investigating radical traditional Catholics and equating them with potential terrorists was circulated in only one office. But Senator Chuck Grassley, who chairs the Judiciary Committee, revealed that the anti-Catholic memo was widely distributed. The Catholic League's president, Bill Donahue, says Wray and others must be held accountable.
This was an absolute witch hunt which was cooked up by the FBI, violating the constitutional First Amendment rights of Catholics.
In New York, Lauren Green, Fox News.
And the Army preparing for the largest military parade Washington, D.C. has seen in decades. It is an event President Trump has been pushing for since his first term in office, and it will mark the Army's 250th birthday. The celebration is expected to bring 7 million pounds of hardware, and this week, road reinforcement has been underway to protect D.C. infrastructure during the event.
Today is the 87th annual National Donut Day. Donut shops here in Florida celebrating with free offers and great deals. Locally, Dunkin' and Krispy Kreme giving away one free donut to all customers. No purchase is necessary. And because just one donut probably isn't usually enough, you can get a dozen glazed donuts at Double K for just $2 when you buy any other dozen at a regular price.
Not bad.
And you know, right now at this time, they got the light, the hot donut light going.
Yeah. They're cooking, all literally.
Right. Sports coming up in 5 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. Grant Hardin, the former police chief and convicted killer who had escaped from an Arkansas prison last month, has been recaptured. Police confirmed the so-called devil in the Ozarks was found about a mile and a half from the prison where he escaped. Kilmar Brago Garcia, the Maryland resident, mistakenly deported to El Salvador earlier this year, is back in the U.S. He's now facing charges of smuggling undocumented aliens. Fox's Kristen Goodwin reports.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says El Salvador agreed to return him, noting he's accused of smuggling thousands of migrants into the U.S., including minors, of abusing women under his control, and trafficking guns and narcotics.
Bondi says if he's convicted, Abrego Garcia will be deported again after serving his prison sentence. The U.S. up to 1,168 confirmed measles cases this year. Texas added 4 cases in the past week. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Saharan dust will keep the state and local skies hazy for the next few days. Today's satellite images show the dust over the Florida Peninsula and the Eastern Gulf. The dust is helping keep the tropics quiet as the dry air prevents the development of new storms. No tropical activity is expected over the next 7 days, but conditions can change rapidly this time of year.
Number two story, Escambia commissioners meeting Thursday with Mayor Reeves, city officials, and reps from Baptist Healthcare over the proposed demolition of the old Baptist Hospital campus. City wants to close on the property next month and was counting on a $2 million pledge from the county to help pay for that demolition. Well, commissioner's saying that's not going to happen and have directed staff to find other sources of funds to be able to bring it to a vote in July. Mayor D.C. Reeves.
All in all, I think it's productive. I think we're going to get to a place of finality somewhere. This project is too important to our community, to our county, to not do something. We, inaction cannot be our solution. And so I appreciate hearing that the commissioners generally agree on that. It's just about a matter of how they fund it. I live in that world. I understand that. So we'll figure something out. We'll get to the table and hopefully come back in July and get something voted on and approved.
And your third and final top story this afternoon, residents in Northwest Florida could soon see a surge in electricity rates. FPL asking for a 4-year plan to increase its base rates. The Florida Public Service Commission hosted a public hearing Thursday night on the PSC campus to let the community weigh in on the proposal. New prices would go into effect starting next year if the plan is approved.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Down 15 points with under 10 minutes left. No problem for the Indiana Pacers. I'm Jared Max. Game one of the NBA Finals in Oklahoma City. The Pacers were 9.5-point underdogs against the Thunder. Indiana trailed by 15 points with 9:42 to go. And then the Pacers outscored the Thunder on their home court 32-16 the rest of the game to complete yet another comeback win this postseason.
Toppin, three-pointer, puts it in. Obi Toppin, his fifth three-pointer.
Halliburton trying to get himself involved.
Layup, back shot's good. Tyrese Halliburton makes it a 4-point game. Nesmith drills it, rattles it home. Nembhard steps back, three-pointer. Got it! Three-pointer from Nembhard. Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving, pulls off, jump shot. It's gone! It's gone! With 3/10 of a second remaining.
On ABC, Tyrese Halliburton hit a 21-foot shot with 3/10 of a second left in game one of the NBA Finals to lift the Pacers over the Thunder 111-110. Halliburton's shot gave Indiana its only lead of the game. The Pacers have been the comeback kids these entire playoffs. Late April, they erased a 7-point deficit with 34 seconds left in overtime and beat the Bucks on a Tyrese Halliburton shot. In May, the Pacers came back from 7 down against the Cavaliers with 48 seconds left and won by a point on a shot by Halliburton. May 21st against the Knicks, Indiana came back from 9 points down with 51 seconds left to force overtime on a Halliburton shot. Then Indiana won in OT. Last night, Halliburton the last second hero again.
Coach, trust us in those moments to not call timeouts. Trust me in those moments. Guys, trust me. And just trying to make a play. So, man, basketball's fun, man. Winning is fun. That's a great win for us.
Pacers star Tyrese Halliburton with ABC, the hero of Game 1 of the NBA Finals. Series resumes Sunday in Oklahoma City. Women's College World Series will have a deciding Game 3 tonight. Texas Tech beat Texas last night 4-3 to even the series at 1. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Fax.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the International Boxing Hall of Fame holds its annual induction ceremony this weekend. The class of 2025 includes Manny Pacquiao, Yessica Chavez, Vinny Paz, and referee Kenny Bayless. Actress Sydney Sweeney will be the grand marshal for the Parade of Champions in Canastota, New York. She's set to star in a film about female boxer Christy Martin, who made her way into the Hall of Fame back in 2020.
Okay, Pensacola's back in the winning column after posting a 7-4 win against Columbus Thursday evening. Wahoo's now 26-28 in the 25 season. Today's game, it's game 4 of a 6-game series underway. Got that underway at 6:05. Ice Flyers announcing their schedule. They'll start the 25-26 season off on October 18th here in the Bay Center. And while we're talking hockey here, one of professional hockey's most successful teams this season makes a head coaching change. Here's Jared Max.
For the second time this week, a professional sports team that had just gotten within a few wins of reaching the championship series fired its head coach. 3 days since the NBA's New York Knicks parted ways with Tom Thibodeau, who was their most successful head coach in decades, the NHL's Dallas Stars fired head coach Peter DeBoer, who had guided the team into the Western Conference Final in 3 consecutive seasons, his only 3 years on the job. But DeBoer was unable to coach the Stars into the Stanley Cup Final. Friday, he was removed from his job. Stars general manager Jim Nill stated, "We believe that a new voice is needed in our locker room to push us closer to our goal of winning the Stanley Cup." Peter DeBoer had 1 year remaining on his contract. He's been an NHL head coach each of the last 17 seasons. Jared Max, Fox News.
And the final race of the Triple Crown slate will be run this weekend. This year's edition will be held tomorrow at Saratoga Racecourse for the second straight year due to renovations at Belmont Park. Because of the change of track, the race will be a mile and a quarter instead of the traditional mile and a half. Kentucky Derby winner Sovereignty is in the field after sitting out the Preakness Stakes last month, as is Preakness winner Journalism.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen, made for your brain. Message to Oklahoma City Thunder fans, you better win game 2. Many Knicks fans, after choking game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals, still thought the Knicks were the better team and would easily get revenge in game 2. Instead, Pascal Siakam cooked New York with a 39-point performance to take a 2-0 series lead, and that's when the series was truly lost. So the Thunder better bounce back in game 2, because if they don't, then they'll suffer the same fate that New York did. I'm Zach Gelb.
Not available in all states. Rates vary.
Building a financial safety net for your family can be tough, but with term life insurance through Ethos, you can have peace of mind that they can pay the mortgage and other bills if something happens to you. With coverage in as little as 10 minutes, all online, Ethos finds your best rate across their multiple trusted carriers. Some policies as low as $1 a day billed monthly. And even in uncertain times, your term life insurance rates and payout don't change. Get a free quote at ethos.com/win. That's ethos.com/win.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, so here we are in Florida. We've totally eliminated fluoride in water, but getting rid of fluoride in water could now cause problems for kids. Something else to worry about? Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. Research suggests banning fluoride in water could increase cavities for at least a third of children in the U.S. So far, only Utah and Florida have approved bans. Researchers from Mass General Brigham Young analyzed oral health and water fluoridation data from nearly 8,500 kids from 2013 to 2016. They say eliminating fluoride increased the number of decayed teeth by 7.5%, and that more than 25 million children would have teeth decay within 5 years of a ban. The CDC and other organizations say fluoride is safe for children's brains at recommended levels. The study was published in JAMA Health Forum. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And atmospheric concentrations of carbon dioxide are climbing to their highest seasonal peak. According to NOAA's Mauna Loa Observatory in Hawaii, last month marked the first time levels surpassed 430 parts per million. Scientists say carbon dioxide acts like a blanket by trapping heat as well as warming the lower atmosphere, and it can also fuel extreme weather events.
Okay, 642, boy, really awful now. 642, News Radio 92.3. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer has officially filed a subpoena against former President Biden's personal physician to appear for a deposition. This comes as Republicans continue their push for answers about the alleged cover-up of the former president's cognitive decline. David Spunt has more for us.
In the House investigation, House Oversight Chairman James Comer wants Dr. Kevin O'Connor, the former White House doctor, to come in for that formal deposition on June 27th after Comer says Dr. O'Connor just refused to cooperate with a voluntary interview. Chairman Comer wrote to O'Connor, quote, given your connections with the Biden family, the committee sought to understand if you contributed to an effort to hide former President Biden's fitness to serve from the American people.
And measles vaccination rates for children are falling after the COVID pandemic. Researchers from Johns Hopkins University accessed data from over 2,000 counties across 33 states between 2019 and 2024. The study found 78% of the counties reported a decrease in vaccination rates over that period, and the average vaccination rate fell approximately from over 93% pre-pandemic to just over 91% post-pandemic.
A Chinese national is set to appear in court after being accused of having ties to the Chinese Communist Party and smuggling a dangerous pathogen into the United States. Garrett Tenney has more details from Detroit.
We are learning from the criminal complaint that apparently this wasn't the first time that Yingxing Jian smuggled fungus into the country. About a year ago, the FBI says Jian, who is currently a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Michigan, sent detailed instructions to a researcher at a Chinese university on how to package, conceal, and mail her plastic bags with sample of the same fungus, which could be used as an agroterrorism weapon to potentially strike a major blow to our nation's food supply.
644 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price. They got to look at weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yeah, let's see what we got here. Looking at the roads, there's not too much going on. Thank you for staying safe out there, and please continue to do so. Did get a text that we wanted to let you know about. Got it from our PIO over at PPD. 9th Avenue between Carpenters Creek and Roy Street will be closed once again in both directions so that crews can resurface the road. The closure will begin Sunday morning at 5 a.m. and will last into the afternoon, possibly the evening. So most of the day Sunday, starting at 5 a.m., we are going to see 9th Avenue between Carpenters Creek and Roy Street be closed to resurface the road. So just keep that in mind. As for the weather on a local scale, 87 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Tomorrow, we've got a high of 90, low of 79 with some decent rainfall chances that will linger for your Sunday, where it will also be a high of just over 90 and a low of 77.
Okay, alternate routes. If you have to go around that area, Austin was just mentioning Bayou Boulevard, 12th Avenue to Bayou, that you can go around that way, or you can take Davis and then come back on Brent Lane, mm-hmm. and shoot back that way. Some alternate routes, just getting you around that area on 9th Avenue. Smoke from Canadian wildfires prompting air quality alerts to be issued for the upper parts of the U.S. Jeff Manasso has the story.
More than 100 wildfires continue burning, some out of control across Manitoba, Ontario, and Saskatchewan, with the smoke continuing to push south, creating hazy skies and air quality alerts from the Central Plains, the Upper Midwest, to parts of New England, with the worst air quality into the weekend expected across the Great Lakes, Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois, where health officials are warning people that may be sensitive to poor air quality to limit time outdoors. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now.
Hiring dropped slightly in May as consumers and companies braced for tariffs and threats of a slowing economy. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported today that non-farm payrolls rose by 139,000 for the month, above the Dow Jones estimate of 125,000. Unemployment held steady at just over 4%. Walmart is expanding drone deliveries to three more states. The retailer says it plans to launch the delivery option now at 100 stores in Atlanta, Charlotte, Houston, Orlando, and Tampa within the coming year. With that expansion, Walmart's drone deliveries will now be available in a total of five states. On Wall Street, the three major averages added anywhere from 1 to 1.2% on the backs of that promising jobs report. U.S. crude oil futures for July rose more than 2.2%, below $65 a barrel. That's your money now.
Okay, the American job market held up in May. Jenny Casola has these new details for you.
Job growth was stronger than expected last month. There were 139,000 new jobs created in May. Economists were predicting 130,000. The unemployment rate held at 4.2% as expected. Employment increased in May in healthcare, leisure and hospitality, and social assistance. The federal government continued to lose jobs. Though job growth has slowed, the report is not likely to change the Federal Reserve's wait-and-see strategy for interest rates. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And officials in Springfield, Massachusetts, looking to stop the sale of synthetic cannabis in the city. During a press conference Wednesday, HHS Commissioner Helen Carlton Harris said the product, also known as gas station weed, is linked to numerous health risks, including seizures, strokes, and hallucinations. There's no law against the sale of synthetic cannabis in Springfield, but Mayor Dominic Sarno said an ordinance will go in front of the city council in the near future.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. The House has passed a bill going after sanctuary cities. Lauren Simonetti has the details.
The Small Business Administration, they have offices. And those offices provide training, give loans, help with getting loans to the local business community. And some of those opportunities are federal. So this legislation that just passed, 211 to 199, will force those SBA offices to move out of sanctuary cities and set up in places that allow cooperation with federal immigration authorities. Six offices will close in Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Denver, New York City, and Seattle, all sanctuary cities. Some will stay within the state, but go to a different jurisdiction.
And some Republicans are worrying about the consequences of Medicaid cuts on their families and communities. According to a KFF poll, about 40% of Republicans said they were concerned Medicaid cuts would lead to more adults and children becoming uninsured and negatively impact their communities. Findings come as President Trump's domestic policy agenda, which passed in the House, would cut nearly $800 billion from Medicaid, primarily by requiring childless adults up to age 64 to prove they are working, going to school, or volunteering for 80 hours a month.
Not good timing on this issue. Voluntary recall of about 1.7 million air conditioners going out just in time when those temps now heading into the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
CJ Papa has more.
It's not even summer and the heat is on in some parts of the nation, but for millions who own the popular U and U Plus smart air conditioners from Midea, there's an issue that could leave them sweating in their own homes. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission reports pooled water in the air conditioners can fail to drain quickly enough, which can lead to mold growth. There are at least 152 reports of mold in the air conditioners, including 17 reports of people experiencing symptoms from breathing problems, allergic reactions, coughing, sneezing, and/or sore throats from mold exposure. The air conditioners fit in windows, and consumers prefer their unique design, which allows them to close their window through the unit. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And Walmart expanding its drone delivery service. The retail giant announced plans to launch drone deliveries at 100 stores in Atlanta, Charlotte, Houston, Orlando, and Tampa within the coming year. According to the company, customers can request drone deliveries through the Wing app, which is the operator partnered with Walmart for this service. And the drones have a range of up to 6 miles from the stores. Drone deliveries are free for Walmart Plus members or cost $20 if you don't have a membership and is part of the company's broader strategy to enhance convenience and compete with rivals like Amazon.
Okay, this weekend is the free fishing weekend, free license fishing weekend here. So here's what I want to remind you to do. Take along the SPF.
Yeah.
Listen, we've got about a 30% chance of rain. And you live here, come on. You know what that means. It's going to be pop-up showers, but other parts, it's going to be sunny. So just take along the SPF with you this afternoon. June and throughout the weekend. June marks Pride Month, but some corporations are starting to tone down their messaging. Here's Griff Jenkins.
Under President Trump's DEI crackdown, they seem to be seizing on the opportunity to dial it back. Take, for example, there in New York, MasterCard, Citi, Pepsi, Nissan, and PwC all pulled sponsorships from the NYC Pride Parade. Here in D.C., home to the World Pride Parade this weekend, Deloitte and Booz Allen dropping out. And out west in Minneapolis, Twin Cities Pride rejected Target sponsorship in protest to DEI rollbacks. As images show, Target's once bold Pride displays now gone. According to Gravity Research, 39% of companies said they plan to scale back Pride efforts this year, a sharp increase from last year when only 9% said they were changing their Pride engagement.
6:52 on the nose here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll give you one last quick check of the roads and weather and also give you some pop culture notes to ease you into this beautiful Friday evening. Right here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text. Just consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text EQUAL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text EQUAL to 321-321. That's EQUAL to 321-321.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top. Angela Sherrill, 850-292-3165.
Will Maven, 850-261-7020 or at willmaven.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Saturday, here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, Saturday, local, dependable.
6:55, heads up Pensacola, Austin Price, taking a look at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Let's see. Not too much going on the roads here. That's really how it's been for the bulk of this hour. Thank you for staying safe out there, and please continue to do so. As for the weather, that hasn't been treating us too horribly either. It's a little bit warm out there. 87 degrees, going to be a low of 78 tonight. We are going to have some rainfall chances over the course of the next several days. That includes your Saturday and Sunday, of course. Highs for both days going to be sitting, and this is without heat index, mind you, it's going to be sitting at just about, if not just above 90 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Sean Diddy Combs was reprimanded by a judge Thursday during his trial for behavior that is being called unacceptable. Here's the latest from the Manhattan Federal Courtroom in New York City.
He smiled widely after his lawyers talked to him during a lunch break. The judge incredibly upset with him because he was making facial expressions and interacting with the jury. But today, the focus is on the prosecution's key witness, Jane. This is Diddy's most recent ex-girlfriend. She goes by the alias Jane. She broke down today sobbing as she described taking part in, quote, hotel nights or freak-offs in which she felt forced to have sex marathons with other men in front of Diddy for as long as 3.5 days at a time. Jane said she felt obligated to participate in these drug-fueled hotel nights, even though she hated them because Diddy was paying her $10,000 a month rent.
And Nintendo telling video game drivers to start their engines. In a post on X, the gaming giant unveiled the Mario Kart World Invitational 2025. Details of the tournament are still under wraps, but it's expected to take place at this year's Nintendo Live event in Tokyo, which is set for early October. It comes on the heels of the company's debut of the Switch 2 console on Thursday. Mario Kart World is the latest edition of the popular franchise.
All right, good afternoon. Good evening, everybody. Thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3, a legal battle brewing about Jimmy Buffett's fortune. Michelle Polino is in with the explanation.
Jimmy Buffett's widow is locked in a bitter legal battle over the late singer's $275 million estate. Jane Buffett filed a petition Tuesday in Los Angeles Superior Court seeking to remove co-trustee Richard Mosenter. She claims he has been openly hostile since Buffett's death in September of 2023 and accuses him of mismanaging the trust. Buffett says Mosenter, an accountant with Gelfand, Rennert, and Feldman, told her in February she would receive less than $2 million a year. In her filing, Buffett claims Mosenter belittled and disrespected her. Mosenter filed his own petition in Florida seeking to remove Buffett as a co-trustee, claiming Jimmy Buffett purposely limited her control due to concerns about her ability to manage the assets. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Ballerina twirling its way to a quick start at the box office. See what I did there? The John Wick spinoff starring Ana de Armas made just under $4 million from Thursday previews last night. The film is expected to make between $28 and $30 million, and it's likely going to come in second place to Disney's Lilo and Stitch.
Okay, it's almost a good story. Let me just say it's a 50% good story. What I'm talking about.
Right.
Here's an update in the search for two stolen instruments from a venue in New Jersey last week, and yet it was hard getting some equipment stolen. One piece of equipment has been returned. The other's still out there. Mm. Monica DeLuca has the report.
There's been an arrest after a custom-built guitar and a vintage mandolin were taken from members of the rock band Heart. Atlantic City police say surveillance video first led them to a 57-year-old man, later seen on video trying to sell the instruments. He eventually did sell one, but the other remains unaccounted for. The suspect is charged with burglary and theft. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer saying these instruments are more than just the tools of our trade. They're extensions of our musical souls. The instruments were taken from a stage the day before the first show of their An Evening with Heart tour. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Senior prank at a California high school leaves a trail of destruction, and Chris DeMeo has that story.
The Malibu School District says about 40 current and former students went on an unacceptable rampage at the high school and could soon face prosecution. Superintendent Dr. Antonio Shelton says a pack of students superglued locks to 20 classrooms, ripped down exterior clocks, and painted explicit messages and inappropriate images on walls. Shelton says the district is working with local police to track down the individuals so they can be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Okay, I'll leave you with a sweet topic today. Today is the 87th annual National Donut Day.
Yeah.
Go by Dunkin' or Krispy Kreme. Get yourself a free donut this afternoon. No purchase necessary. Take advantage of that. Do have a great weekend. Austin Price, Chris Bryan, we'll be back at 4 o'clock on Monday. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.